Book 2, The Book of the Traveller of the Worlds, Canto 5, The Godheads of the Little Life, pages 155 and 156. Still consciousness was hidden in nature's womb. Unfelt was the bliss whose rapture dreamed the worlds. Being was an inert substance driven by force. At first, was only an etheric space. Its huge vibrations circled round and round, housing some unconceived initiative, upheld by a supreme original breath. Expansion and contraction's mystic act created touch and friction in the void. Into abstract emptiness brought clash and clasp. Parent of an expanding universe in a matrix of disintegrating force. By spending, it conserved an endless sum. On the hearth of space, it kindled a viewless fire that, scattering worlds as one might scatter seeds, whirled out the luminous order of the stars. An ocean of electric energy formlessly formed its strange wave particles, constructing by their dance this solid scheme, its mightiness in the atom shut to rest. Masses were forged, or feigned, and visible shapes. Light flung the photon's swift revealing spark, and showed, in the minuteness of its flash, imaged this cosmos of apparent things. Thus has been made this real impossible world, an obvious miracle or convincing show. Or so it seems to man's audacious mind, who seats his thought as the arbiter of truth, his personal vision as impersonal fact, as witnesses of an objective world, his erring sense and his instrument's artifice. Thus must he work life's intangible riddle out, in a doubtful light, by error seize on truth, and slowly part the visage and the veil. Or else, forlorn of faith in mind and sense, his knowledge a bright body of ignorance, he sees in all things, strangely fashioned here, the unwelcome jest of a deceiving force, a parable of Maya and her might. This vast perpetual motion, caught and held in the mysterious and unchanging change of the persistent movement we call time, and ever renewing its recurrent beat, these mobile rounds that stereotype a flux, these static objects in the cosmic dance that are but energy's self-repeating worlds, prolonged by the spirit of the brooding void, awaited life and sense and waking mind. A little the dreamer changed his pose of stone. But when the inconscient's scrupulous work was done, and chance coerced by fixed immutable laws, a scene was set for nature's conscious play. Then stirred the spirit's immutable, immobile sleep. The force concealed broke dumbly, slowly out. A dream of living woke in matter's heart. A will to live moved the inconscient's dust. A freak of living startled vacant time, ephemeral in a blank eternity, infinitesimal in a dead infinite. A subtler breath quickened dead matter's forms. The world's set rhythm changed to a conscious cry. A serpent power twinned the insensible force. Islands of living dotted lifeless space, and germs of living formed in formless air. A life was born that followed matter's law, ignorant of the motives of its steps, ever inconstant, yet forever the same. It repeated the paradox that gave it birth. Its restless and unstable stabilities recurred incessantly in the flow of time, and purposeful movements in unthinking forms betrayed the heavings of an imprisoned will.